Welcome, friends. You're listening to Grace Bros.
We're going to have a great time today. My name's Adam Mendenhall, and I'll just tell you, you know, in these podcasts, we just enjoy our time together. We are so glad you're with us. We're going to talk about the treasure that lies within our hearts. And I am a graduate of Charis Bible College, a pastor, worship leader. Yay. Yeah. Thank you very much. And then I got my good friend, Steve. He's a gifted teacher, Steve Prager, teacher, encourager, and a graduate of the highly acclaimed Institute of Deeper Scriptural Studies. He's a graduate of BBU, Burning Bush University. Yes, Steve, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Hey, everybody. Here we are. Thank you for joining Grace Bros Podcast. I got my good friend here, Steve Prager.
Hey, Adam.
And we're all geared up here to share out of God's word some treasures. Oh, my word, treasures coming your way. And they're coming from inside of us. Praise God. If you know Christ, if you have a relationship with Christ, you have a treasure in earth, an earthen in human flesh. You are a treasure, and inside you, there are treasures. Even if you got born again yesterday, even if you said, God, I need you, you have a new creation inside you. You have a treasure. And we're going to talk about the treasure inside of us right now.
Let's go on a treasure hunt, Adam. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm ready.
And my grandson, Remington, he loves to do treasure hunts.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's start with 2 Corinthians 4:7.
Let me look at that.
About that.
I'm going to look at the King James.
Okay.
That's great. Easy.
That's the Bible Jesus used. Yeah. So yeah. I think we ought to stick with that one. We're kidding, folks.
Yes.
You can use the nearly inspired version if you like. It's okay. We're teasing.
Oh, my word. Okay.
You want to read it?
2 Corinthians 4:7. Why don't you go ahead?
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So there's a treasure that's inside our earthen vessel.
Yeah.
And we're still talking about spirit, soul, and body.
Yeah.
And to recap, our spirit has been saved if we've accepted the Lord, and we are new creations on the inside, holy, beloved, and perfect. Our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, is being changed as we get into the word and renew our minds. And our body, we have a promise, it will be changed someday, you know. And so this body that we let it drag us around by the nose a lot of times with feelings and so on and so forth, that thing, there's no good thing in it, and it's so bad that it's got to die. If Jesus doesn't come back, someday somebody's going to plant your earth suit in the ground, because that's what it is. It's just your earth suit for your spirit and your soul.
Yep.
And we're going to get a new glorified body.
That's good.
Mine's going to be awesome. It's going to look like a cross between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Cruise. I think it's going to be an awesome earth suit in heaven.
Woo!
Yeah. But right now on the inside, one third of me and one third of Adam and one third of any believer is perfect and totally changed. And that's the treasure that he's talking about.
And the more you have your mind renewed in Christ and the word of God and how the spirit works in us, that one third starts to wash over, and you open the valve and your soul, mind, will, and emotions become even more. It's becomes more than one third in you. I've heard this said before. It's really, really good. You know, all of a sudden you are a new creation in Christ. as we know, but it starts to manifest more and more, and we become more and more righteous, and we do righteous things because that's who we are in our core self.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just getting our mind, will, and emotions as we grow spiritually to line up with the perfection that's in our spirit. And you know what? I'm kind of a perfectionist, Adam, about some stuff. And God made the believer's spirit to be perfect now. And that's what Hebrews 7:19 says. The book of Hebrews is an awesome book. Can we turn there? And I'll...
I see it. Yeah. I'll read it.
Hebrews. Okay. Hebrews. You're going to read it in the KJV?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Hebrews 7:19.
Yes, sir.
Yes, right here in front of me. Ooh. Okay. Have you got your, if you got hearing aids, turn them up a little bit.
Yes.
Because this is an important scripture.
Put your spiritual ears on.
Yeah. Because this will just counter a lot of stuff that we've learned from our youth. In the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. But it's how you understand the revelation that you have personally makes all the difference. So I'm going to read this right now. Here it is. For the law made nothing perfect. Close the book right there.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. For the law made nothing perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did.
Yay, Jesus.
By the which we draw nigh unto God.
That's right.
So we don't draw nigh unto God by the law. It's not going to make us perfect. It's just going to show us how miserable we are without Christ, you know.
Wait a minute. I thought keeping the Ten Commandments is what made God happy with me. What?
Well,
I heard if you just try harder, try, and, and keep trying, you know, take the Ten Commandments, which the Bible calls a mirror, and just let it look at it and let it show me how dirty I am. And if I get sad enough and sorrowful enough about how dirty and distant I am, then maybe someday I'll change and do better.
Yeah.
And you're saying that that's wrong.
Yeah, take that out and share that with everybody and see how many people just flock to your church.
Yeah, it's popular, isn't it? You know, the law is a mirror, and it shows us our sin. That's what it was designed to do. And no one goes to a natural mirror, Adam, and looks in the mirror and goes, wow, I'm dirty. My face is dirty. Nobody then at that point takes the mirror off the wall and rubs their face with the mirror to clean it up, right? That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Right? We go to the mirror to say, boy, we need help so that we'll turn to Jesus and he washes us.
Yeah.
And that's what salvation is all about.
Yeah.
So the law made nothing perfect. There's nothing wrong with the law. It itself is true, good, as the signs that are all over our town say, 3,500 years old and still right. You bet they're right.
Yeah.
But the problem isn't with the law, it's with us.
Yeah.
We're never going to be able to keep it, because to keep it would mean you'd have to keep all of it all the time without mistake.
Yeah.
And God came up with a better plan, a better hope, and that better hope, which is the new birth through the Lord Jesus, did make us perfect inside.
So
that's how we draw nigh to God.
So what we're focusing on is why we're doing these podcasts.
Yeah.
For people to start to crack the door open, start to see, well, maybe my old wineskin is all, and get new wineskins, for the new wine. We're sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ.
That's right. That's right.
We're sharing
to get new software. We need to get a new operating system for the...
That's a
the
good
program's
analogy.
Been downloaded, and we need to get new software to make the program work. Right.
Yeah. Get out of the analog Get out of the old way the internet used to work, whatever. Remember how slow
DOS it analog? Yeah, yes. Yeah, gosh, I don't terrible. Even know the. Yeah, it was. I had a computer like that. A friend sold me in the 90s, and you had to type in these codes just to play the silliest little game.
Oh, back in the day,
kids were so excited, and now when you buy a laptop, it'll do everything. You can, you know, it does everything for you. It's crazy.
Yeah. So this is the best news you could ever hear anywhere. We're sharing from our treasure. The treasure is sourced out of the treasure, the heart of God. His plan for salvation for men. And his plan was not to put you under the law. His plan is to liberate you, be free in your Christ walk. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of being free, the hope of being happy, abundant life. The law is so contrary to abundant life. You were talking about that a minute ago, Steve. How you know... You're describing a miserable life.
It's a ministry of death and of condemnation. That's 2 Corinthians chapter, first part of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It contrasts the old covenant, covenant of law, and the New Testament, a covenant of spirit, of grace, and of righteousness as a gift. And it says the old covenant was a ministry of condemnation. Wouldn't that be great? They ought to just put that in churches that preach the law. The first ministry of condemnation church.
Yeah.
Come to hear God is mad. Come to be cursed.
Yeah.
Or I snorted. Oh my goodness. So funny. Come to be frustrated. Come, get on. What's that wheel that you put hamsters on where they just run around all day long? Yeah. Come and get on the hamster wheel performance.
I got testimony, and it's going to come from the past, but it's a good one. I remember being under the law. I remember being so sin conscious and just miserably stuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're miserably stuck in the law like I was, stop it, you know?
Yes.
But here's what the deal is. You mix that old covenant law and to look at all your sins and try to get clean when all along in Christ we've received the gift of righteousness. If you're stuck like that, what do you focus on? You focus on yourself. You don't focus on Christ. You don't focus on the redemption of what he's done for you. And the outcome is you're always asking as a worm, the lowest, the worst of sinners, you're always asking for mercy. You never can grow up. Never, ever can grow up into the full stature of Christ with that mentality in the mixture of law and grace. And we're just wish we could reach out through the internet here and just take you by the hand and say, come with me. You don't have to be there. You don't have to stay bound in the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The scriptures say grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter chapter 3. It doesn't say grow in your knowledge of the law. I heard somebody say something funny the other day. He said, you know, the Holy Spirit is never going to help you to memorize the Ten Commandments. Everybody that believes they're supposed to live under the Ten Commandments, most of those people can't even name all 10 of them.
I can't name them. I don't want to name them.
And there's 603 others besides those 10. There were 613 commandments of the Old Testament law, including stoning to death disobedient teenagers. We were talking about that.
I don't know. Maybe he'd have a couple girls that would still be alive. I'd be in prison. I'd be in prison. Susie would have been on death row a long time ago.
I would have been 6 feet under. Your daughter Susie would still be alive, but that'd be about it. She'd be. There wouldn't be too many of them. Yeah. So, Adam, you said something a minute ago about our spirit being perfect in Hebrews chapter 12, and there's another great scripture.
Okay, let's go back. I want to go there right now, but let me just repeat this first line, for the law made nothing perfect.
Oh, that's good.
So go back. Now go to that other scripture.
Okay, good point. This is Hebrews chapter 12, and it's actually contrasting the old covenant and the new covenant. If you want to study it, our audience, if they want to study it on their own time, the contrast starts in verse 18. Talking about the old covenant, when the law was given, there was smoke and fire coming out of the mountain, and it was so scary. Moses said, I'm I shake, and I was exceedingly fearful. It was terrible.
If even an
animal touched it, they died. Oh, 3,000 people died the day the law was given. But verse 22, it starts.
Moses had seen the burning bush. Moses had seen many things. Moses had seen the hand of God. He'd seen the plagues, how all that came about. He'd seen the Passover and all the miracles in Egypt, you know. But now he's saying, I was about ready to melt, you know. I was so scared. So
it's like that first Indiana Jones movie. Remember that, where the guy opens the ark? They're like, don't open it. He opens it, think he's going to see this marvelous. He got it. Yep. Oh, man. So that was the giving of the law. It was a scary time. If you touched the mountain of God, you were killed.
Yep.
And but we, in verse 22, now this is
and we want to hang on to that covenant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because it appeals to our conscience, and that's a whole other subject. It makes sense. You know, it does. The billboards around town doesn't say the fat, the lazy, the shiftless, the U.S. Marines, right?
Yeah.
Come be a Marine by grace. No, I mean, it's the few, the proud, the strong, the motivated, you know, and in this world, I mean, we are preachers and believers in grace, but this world system doesn't operate by grace. Mm-hmm. If you're fat, shiftless, and lazy, well, we'll leave out the fat part because I've been fat, but if you're shiftless and lazy and spendaholic and not a good employee, you're not going to prosper in this world. Even though God loves you, he deals with you according to grace. But this world system, your boss, the world system is based on law. And that's probably open a can of worms. And no one in this world system it doesn't operate by grace. You know, that's God. Grace is God's domain. And we're talking about relating to the Father by grace, thank goodness, not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. God is dealing with us in grace and mercy. But in this physical world, you know, you need to shave, put on decent clothes, do a good job at work,
right?
Or you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a rabbit trail. Oh, Let's talk about verse 22. I don't know how I got up on that. Probably for myself. I need to shape up.
I'm going to reel you back in here. Okay.
All right. Reel back it up.
Okay. You're Hebrews, the 12th chapter.
Verse 22.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what we've come on. We've come on to Mount Zion and into the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem. See, we're going to be in a close relationship with the Father and to an innumerable company of angels.
Oh, my word.
I've got a couple in here that are looking after me.
Yeah.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and, drum roll, to the spirits of just men made perfect. Just men, that means everything. Righteous.
Stop everything. Wow.
Whoa. The spirits of just men made, you know, your spirit, you're a just man because you believed on Jesus, Adam, and your spirit, God made it perfect.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to buy stuff and flip it over and it said made in Japan?
Yeah.
Well, if we could open up and look at your spirit, first of all, there'd be light and it'd be glory and power. But if you could find the little manufacturer mark, it would be stamped made by God in heaven. Yes. I mean, it's. We've been made.
And then there's a date on it from the foundation of the world, right?
Yeah.
Through Christ. Yeah.
God made us.
Eternal destiny.
He made made our spirit perfect. Sorry, I'm talking over. Made us righteous. That's in Corinthians 5:21.
There you go. See?
Now you after you.
What? What? Huh?
Okay, your turn. I got carried away.
So we're trying to highlight this scripture.
That's awesome.
And to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Yes. And the next verse is, and to the Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Folks, we're under the new covenant.
Amen.
And to the blood of sprinkling. You know, Jesus went up to heaven. Mm-hmm. He sprinkled his own blood on the heavenly mercy seat.
Right.
That speaks better things than that of Abel. You know, Abel's blood cried out, if you've read the book of Genesis, it cried out from the ground of the Father. Mm-hmm. And you know what it was crying? This is just Steve-ology. I think it was crying, justice, yeah. revenge. I want yeah. justice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
God says, hey, what in the world are you doing? Abel's blood is crying out to me from the ground. He's talking to Cain.
Yeah.
But you know what the blood of Jesus is yelling?
Hmm.
Is speaking better things than the blood of Abel. So it's mm-hmm. something different, something better from yeah. you and me. Mm-hmm. I think up in heaven, the blood's saying, forgiven,
yeah.
cleansed, mm-hmm. righteous, mm-hmm. perfect, holy, beloved,
oh,
blessed, mercy.
We could go. We could
the
go.
Blood's talking.
yeah, the blood is talking.
Yeah. yeah. And we just need to agree with the blood, which you were saying that before. Get our mind. Or get that new widened skin just to speak what the blood of Jesus is saying.
I can't help but not go here once for all. Once yeah. for all. Forgive.
Oh, yeah.
And another big point of this is that if Jesus died, he died 2,000, not if, but when he died 2,000 years ago, he died for our sins tomorrow, today. He died.
Yes.
So it's good. All forgiven. It's all forgiven. Get that wrapped in your head, around your head, in your head.
Yeah.
Help me, Steve.
That's okay. Yeah. We need a brain transplant.
The sins we commit this afternoon, this evening, have been forgiven.
That's right. The if brownies that you throw out of the window this afternoon.
Brother.
Forgiven. I'm never going to let you forget that. That was so funny. You bad man. Throwing your wife's brownie out the window. What if that brownie flew across the freeway and hit somebody's window and caused a wreck? Did you ever think about that, Mr.
I was in
brownie?
The right lane and I was in the passenger seat.
Oh, it just went off on the ground. Yeah, what if some animal ate it and got diabetes? You know, it's like, oh, a sugary thing. Oh, I need insulin. I'm teasing.
Oh, goodness.
It's just funny because you don't ever do anything wrong.
I don't know what. Anyway.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be too brownie.
You're forgiven.
I'm not going to be too brownie conscious. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, we don't want a brownie consciousness. No sin / brownie throwing consciousness for you. Better explain real quick what we're talking about.
Well,
okay, folks, Adam and Debbie were on a road trip, and Debbie was eating a brownie, and Adam wanted to help her, I guess, stay on some kind of healthy plan. And so he took her brownie away from her and threw it out the passenger side window. She was so shocked by it. When she got to our house, is the first thing she told us. So I was like, yay, Adam blew it. Adam's in the club.
She did. Now, I got to say this. She did say, well, it's probably a good thing you threw it out the window. So anyway.
Yes.
She's so gracious. Okay.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
We did talk right after that. I mean, we were, we did good.
It's okay.
She kind of laughed, I think.
Forgiven.
Okay.
Everybody can relate.
Hey, so we have, you know who's talking to her in this 23rd verse? Hey, Susan.
Hey, we got somebody in the peanut gallery making comments here. Shh. Hey, we're on air. Shh.
So we are those just men and women made perfect.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right now. Hey, so
how much time do we have? Do we have time to go to another one?
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Okay. Do you remember the next one that we wrote down?
Hey, you know what? We got to be born again.
Yes.
John 3:3.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And if you're born again,
mm-hmm.
that's right. Well, let's look at that. Can we read 1 John 3:9 and then go back to that?
Well, this is 1 John 3:9.
Okay. You want to read that in the KJV? I can't even say my initials.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 John 3:9. Here it comes right here. Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Whoa, what?
Oh, my word. Lord have mercy. Help me to understand that. So that's what I should have said a long time ago. That's one of those verses. Oh, really? Okay.
What?
Next verse. Okay. Hey, so.
For his seed remains in him.
Yeah.
And he cannot sin because he is born of God. So the he part that's born of, what is born of God? Now we can go to John 3:3, right?
He must be born again.
Yeah. So, I mean, until you understand spirit, soul, and body, that verse just looks like, what? That's been mistranslated. That mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I know I've sinned since I've been a believer.
And we're
just ask Susan.
Yeah, we're three parts. We're three parts. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and says the spirit, soul, and body, it puts us in their proper identification of how we're made up, spirit, soul, yes. and body. And if there's That's any right. question, go to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. But you want to go to where? Where do you want to go?
John 3:3, Big John.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the guy that... the guy that said that Jesus loved him.
Yeah, we're not talking about Big John and Robin Hood, but the Gospel of John.
Okay, Jesus answered and said unto him, third verse, verily, verily, or what that says is truly, truly, or yeah, listen to this. This is right on here. Okay, verily, verily, I say to you, to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Wow, keep going. That's good.
Okay. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Good. That's a good place to stop. Yeah. So mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit has given birth to our human spirit.
Yeah.
And when we're born again, means we get a new spirit and that we're born of God now. We're his children. And whatsoever is born of God does not commit sin. Why? Right. Because our spirit is sealed. That's Ephesians chapter 1. And it's perfect. We read that. We've come under the spirits of just men made perfect. Mm-hmm. So we sin in our soul and our flesh. Our body talks to us and say, hey, whatever. But you know what? Our spirit isn't going along with that. Our spirit's saying, no, no, I don't like that. And that's why sin doesn't feel good once you get saved.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't work anymore. Mm-mm. You know, just being saved just took all the fun out of sinning.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? It's not our nature anymore.
Yeah.
Do we still blow it? Sure. Cause we're growing. Our soul was not born again. It's being transformed, but there is a part of us inside that doesn't sin. It doesn't want to sin. And it died with Jesus and it's been born again and it's completely holy and pure.
Absolutely.
Beloved.
Yeah.
And pure in God's sight. And we just need to take up God's sight. Mm-hmm. We just need to agree with our spirit. I don't like sin. I'm dead to sin.
Yeah.
Which is the point of Romans 6. We
Amen.
Won't go there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're dead to it. So how can
That's
we live
right.
any longer in it? So get your head wrapped around that. All of us, we're dead to it. So why be so conscious of something that's dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just be conscious of who we are and the life within us?
That's
I had
right.
a thought, Steve, here.
Go ahead.
So somebody could be on here thinking, what do these guys know, you know? Well, here's what we know. I'm thinking about the Apostle Paul. I'm thinking about the people over and over challenged him. Who does he think he is to say, I don't need law? Who does he think he is to challenge something I've trusted in all my life? Well, Paul knew what it was like to trust in the law. Oh, my mm-hmm. word, he was the higher echelon of the Hebrews, the Pharisees. He had his act together as far as in the law, in the Hebrew teachings. And so he had a basis of authority. That's what I'm getting at.
Mm.
He knew he had the authority to know where he'd come from and what he had been set free from.
Mm-hmm.
That was Paul trying to get through to these people that wanted to just hang on to the death of the law, and that's all in the old wineskins. And he had to defend his position. He did it reluctantly. He didn't want to say, oh, I did this. He didn't want to put light upon him, what he's done. But he had to because people were coming against what he was preaching, and what he was preaching was salvation.
Yes.
And what we're doing is we have an authority, Steve and I, because we've come out of the mess of the law. We've come out of death. We've come out of all the bondage of years of trying to be good enough, trying to get sin out, trying to, what's wrong with me mentality.
Trying to find whatever it takes to please God and make him happy with us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we have that authority, that history, that knowledge that we can resource to help other people.
Tried it all too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heard it all, tried it all. Yeah. And none of it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jesus. It's Jesus plus nothing.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus
plus nothing. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus plus nothing. It's grace plus nothing.
So we're just agreeing with Paul.
Yes. Yeah. With a good person to agree with.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So I just wanted to say that.
And we're agreeing with John. The Apostle John, he's the one that lasted the longest. Some people think that he avoided, a death of persecution, and he just died an old fella. And he said in Little John, 1 John chapter 4, mm-hmm. he said in
chapter
herein
4.
Is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, talking about Jesus, so are we in this world. Hmm. Now, that's not talking about my body. That's mm-hmm. not talking about Adam's soul, his mm-hmm. mind, will, and emotions. Yes. That's talking about our born-again spirit. That isn't a metaphor. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. As Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father now, so are we in this world.
Look how important that scripture is. Mm. I mean, if we don't understand spirit, soul, and body, and how we've been born again, we mm-hmm. we can't wrap our arms or minds around what that's telling us. Mm-hmm. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a version of when the saints go marching in with that scripture. Oh, as he is, even so am I. Oh, as he is, even so am I. Hallelujah. As he is, even so am I in this world. Oh, as he is, even so am I. Sorry to inflict my singing upon you, but anyway, it was catchy.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was good.
Yeah. Little Louis Armstrong imitation.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's a great one to chew on.
Yeah. Let's read it again.
Yeah. You read it.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. So how can we not? This kind of rights the ship. This kind of gets us on the course. This is setting our sails. We got the winds of grace behind us, and we're getting straightened out. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Well, John said a similar thing in Big John in the first chapter.
Yeah.
Can we look at that? John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
I think I've heard of that gospel. Yes. Matthew, Mark, Luke. And John. Mm-hmm. Okay. First
chapter. If any of you folks out there are new believers, start with the Gospel of John.
That's good.
I think that's going to be the one that has the greatest revelation, big word, of the new covenant and what we actually have in Christ. Mm-hmm. And right in the get-go, in the first chapter,
why don't you read
verse 16, it says, of his fullness, the his is Jesus, have all we received, or we have all received, and grace for grace. Other translations say grace upon grace.
Yeah.
For the law, verse 17, was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Making a difference. Jesus brought in a new covenant, and he's made the old obsolete. It's vanishing away. And in the new covenant, Jesus brought grace and truth to us, and of his fullness have we received. You know, I went to school in Arkansas, so I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree, but they did teach us something about tenses, and have could be is at least present tense. And You know, if you've had it long enough, then it could be past tense. I've had the fullness since November of 1976
yeah.
when we went to Toad Suck Ferry and received the Lord.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've had his fullness in there. I didn't even know it for a long time, and I've received grace upon grace. And everyone that's born again has received his fullness, and it's inside, the treasure box.
You start with grace. Mm-hmm. That's how God sees us, by our accepting. He even provides the faith. When we come into the kingdom, he plants faith in us so we can even believe that he is the Savior. And when we do, the grace of God, that's how we start. And every day is a walk in that. It's a walk of faith, a walk of grace.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
also
awesome.
When you think about it, we need his grace every day. We just don't start with grace and then we got to do this, we got to do that. And we've said this before and we can say it every time. It's grace upon grace. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me every day. Every day grace. Every day. And that's how we're going to start and that's how we're going to leave this life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you know, you said something that was really good about faith, Adam, and that was the last scripture on our list.
Okay.
That's so important. When I was first learning these truths a while back about our spirit being perfect and stuff, I was like, Lord, how do I get it out? You know, how do I experience this more? And I searched through the scriptures and I was praying about it and I couldn't figure it out until I came to 1 John. We're in John a lot today, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
1 John, little John, chapter 5, verse 4. Maybe we could end with that.
Okay.
It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Well, what's born of God of us right now? Our spirit, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Yes, that we just read that before.
You must be born again, and we did it.
Yes,
we've been born again. You did it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, born again doesn't mean you become a Republican. We're not talking about politics.
Oh,
another translation say born from above.
Mm-hmm.
Born from above.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a Republican, but we're not talking about politics. It's been kind of hijacked by different groups.
Right.
Call it born from above if you want. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. In other words, how to get the victory out is what the Lord shared with me.
Yeah.
Even our faith.
By faith,
mm-hmm. we pull out of the treasure box inside us what God has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
By faith. You're not going to feel all the time that your spirit is perfect. You're not going to feel that in your emotions. You have to take the word of God and by faith. Well, I'm just riding on your coattails because you started talking about faith and I thought that was good.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
verse.
By faith, not by feelings. That's why we have to go to the new covenant. It's and look in the treasure box. There's a whole bunch of these scriptures about who we are in Christ. They're in him, in Christ. You can just look, get a concordance. I guess nobody needs those anymore. You remember the big concordance used to be this enormous thing, a big book you lugged around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you can just do your phones, type in Christ, in him, because of him, et cetera. And that's going to lay out all of these rich scriptures that'll show you, that'll open up the treasure box of who you are in the spirit and let you look at that treasure. Boy, I would encourage everybody to just do that every day as part of their study, part of their meditation time. You can sing this song, you know, of his fullness. Did we already do? I am complete, complete in him. Colossians 2:10. I am complete, complete in him. I'm going to be on America's Got No Talent. I'm so such a great singer. And the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in me. I am complete, complete in him. That's one of the other verses. All right, I'll shut up.
I was going to read the same verse in the Passion Translation.
Yes, go ahead.
So it's 1 John 5:4.
Do you get kickback every time somebody buys one of those? Because you are such an evangelist for the Passion Translation. I'd never heard of it until you would start telling me about it.
It does so much for me.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's great.
Sometimes It doesn't do it for me, and other times it just highlights and even the footnotes, they do so much for me. But I'm going to read this. And then it says, you see, every child of God overcomes the world. For our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's good. Mm-hmm. Our faith. Mm-hmm. We can't go by feelings. You're not going to be able to use your feelings. You're not going to be intellectually able to figure out, now, how is my spirit? You have to go to the Word. It's a mirror.
Yeah.
Go to the mirror of the new covenant, as James said, and look in that perfect law of liberty and don't walk away and forget. Stay focused.
Right.
And, you know,
with an open heart, you know, with an open heart. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned a great little book that you were reading last night. Maybe we should close with that.
That's good.
That, what was that?
It's called The Cross-Centered Life.
C.J.
Boy.
I forget his name.
Why don't you sing,
Mahaney or something.
Sing for him a little bit more. I'm going to be right back.
of his fullness have we all received. Oh, of his fullness have we all received. I got my fingers snapping messed up. And grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Oh, of his fullness have we all received.
That's so funny.
Hey, they want you to come back. They told me they're tired of my singing.
Okay, here
that's a great book. So what I liked about that book, Adam.
C.J. Mahaney.
Mahaney.
I don't know. Mahaney. The Cross-Centered Life.
It's a little book. Mm-hmm. Really good.
It is.
And he talks about in there about preaching to yourself. We like to preach to everybody else and tell them how to act.
So I was just there, brother.
Preach to yourself. Preach the gospel to yourself.
Yeah, I got a bookmark right there.
Okay, well, maybe can you read that part?
I will. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is on page 54. Preach to yourself. Reminding yourself of the gospel is the most important daily habit we can establish. If the gospel is the most vital news in the world, and if salvation by grace is the defining truth of our existence, we should create ways to immerse ourselves in these truths every day. No days off allowed.
That's right.
That's good. So that was that paragraph.
Yes. Yeah. Preach to yourself, speaking to yourselves in psalms and psalms and songs and spiritual songs.
Yeah.
Psalms and hymns. Yes. It's important to speak to yourself, not go over the past, not beat yourself up, but preach to yourself the gospel, the good news. Preach to yourself about who you are in Christ. You know,
amen.
Preach yourself happy.
Yep.
And you'll find your whole life gets a lot better.
Yeah. I really believe what you just said right there.
Yes. Steve. Do we have time for one more scripture? Kind of wraps this up. I don't want to go too long. In Galatians 6:17, I was listening to John Sheesby preach this one today.
Okay.
And it sums this up really good. Galatians chapter 6, wonderful book. It says, verse 15, 6:15 is where it starts. Galatians, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything, as talks about religious rule keeping, or uncircumcision, but a new creature or a new creation. That's talking about who we are in Christ. And as many, verse 16, is walk according to this rule. Other translations say live according to this standard, guide themselves by this principle. I was looking at this today. What will be the result? Peace be upon them and mercy and upon the Israel God. Do you want peace in your life, folks? Do you want to experience God's grace and mercy? Then walk according to this yardstick, that word rule in the Greek.
Yeah.
It's canon. It's where we get the idea of the canon of scriptures, and it means a carpenter's yardstick. Andrew Adam is a fine. Okay, take that out that I called you Andrew. Your name is Charles. No, Adam. Adam is a fine carpenter, folks, and he uses yardsticks and measuring things.
George
and Charles.
The Grace Bros.
Yeah, that's right. We got two new Grace Bros.
Hey, so,
We can use the yardstick of the new creation life.
So nothing avails anything by. But a new creation.
That's right. Religious yeah. rules. Yeah. Putting yourself under religious about. Rules or not putting yourself under religious. Nothing works except a new creation.
Yes.
That treasure.
Yes.
Dive into the treasure box. Let the Holy Spirit reveal that to you.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll have peace and mercy.
Yes. You said that was going to be the last scripture.
That's it. I'm being quiet now. Yeah. You want me to sing a little more though? Seriously.
Well,
okay. No, I'm
as long as I can go away what I did last time.
Okay.
I stepped into the other room.
I don't blame you.
I'm teasing.
Yeah. The other day they asked me to sing tenor. 10 or 12 miles away. And last time I was at church, they asked me to sing solo. So low, no one would hear it.
That's good. That's
okay. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. I am trying to recover some of this.
Okay. Get back some of your decorum. That's good.
So I think we should end there.
Yes.
Then nothing matters except a new creation. And we are new creations in Christ.
Yep. Born of God.
Yeah.
Born again, there's really been a change in me. Maybe you could throw that in at the end. Always like that one. Okay. Born again. Born again, there's really been a change in me.
Oh, my word. Oh, yeah. Set through years and years and years of
Wow. Yeah, but now we're finally starting to believe it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yes.
So thanks, everybody.
Yes. Blessings to you all.
I will take the initiative. See if we can.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. This has been fun.
Blessings, brother.
And we're going to talk to you again about this wonderful grace that we have experienced.
Yes. Stay tuned. Follow us on Stitcher. We're going to be on iTunes soon. And like us and leave a comment. That helps us to go up in the search rankings and ratings. We would appreciate that. If you have a question,
help us. How can they contact us out there? Yeah.
So yes. How can they contact us?
I'll have that on here right now.
Oh, you're going to do
as
that
a follow up.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. You're organized. That's
okay.
Good. Well. All right. Blessings, brother. I enjoyed it.
God bless you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I got one more thing. Please subscribe to our podcast. We're on platforms like Stitcher and Spotify. So we'll be there for you. If you want to just follow us there, that'd be great. And send us your questions or comments at thegracebrospodcast@gmail.com. Send us some questions. We love to answer those right on air. And that'd be great if you could do that. At thegracebrospodcast@gmail.com. And finally, if you could help us out financially, we would love it. We have costs to do these podcasts, and we would really appreciate your help if you can be that person that has a heart that wants to give us help and that you would bless us a lot. You would really bless us. And how do you do that? Go to our website. Go to godsbestlife.com. Godsbestlife.com. And we have a text to give page there. It's under the giving page, and right on that page, you'll find a text to give number. And we really appreciate it. It would bless us in our work for the kingdom. Thank you for joining us today, and you have a glorious week.